Wanted to take a minute to talk about the absolutely insane legislation being pushed by the Conservatives. And you may remember, I'm not sure if it was your meme specifically, but the one that you were talking about, that's right, I'm a Conservative.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Oh, well, chestnut.
That very much applies here. So here's the BBC reporting that UK conversion therapy ban to include trans people. So you think, well, is it banning people converting to be trans? Is this something sane? No, of course not. It's the complete opposite. It's banning converting people who have become trans to become their biological sex again.
Yeah, you can't tell them that. Well, I think what we can get away with is saying that gender dysphoria exists, mm-hmm. and removing that gender dysphoria from someone is not allowed.
Yes.
There we are.
It's such a minefield because of YouTube's guidelines I don't know what I can say without getting the channel in trouble. But the article reads as follows. A new law to ban all forms of conversion therapy in England and Wales will include practices aimed at transgender people, the government says. The ban will outlaw attempts to change someone's sexuality or gender identity. The mental health groups have warned all types of conversion therapy are unethical and potentially harmful. The government had previously said that transgender conversion therapy would not be included in the ban. So this was Boris Johnson that dropped this, because this policy had been in the works since Theresa May was Prime Minister. So it's been around for quite some time. Culture Secretary Michelle Donnellan said in a written statement that the bill would be published shortly and would protect everyone, including those targeted on the basis of their sexuality or being transgender. Ms. Donnellan said, it is a complex area and legislation must not harm the growing number of children and young adults experiencing gender-related distress through inadvertently criminalizing or chilling legitimate conversation parents or clinicians may have with their children. And I'm quoting directly here, we recognize the strength of feelings on the issue of harmful conversion practices and remain committed to protecting people from these practices and making sure they can live their lives free from the threat of harm or abuse. I mean, never mind the fact that people organically, without any outside coercion, decide that they're no longer trans anymore. I mean, there is a legitimate conversation to be had here, and outlawing that, I mean, surely that's going to make a lot of people's lives worse, not better. There's also the fact that, I know, there's also the fact that why is this legislation being put into force anyway? It's my understanding that conversion therapy, well, obviously it's the alphabet people's lobbying groups.
But my point being, it's the opposition who aren't in power because they're not popular.
Mm-hmm.
So who cares what their agenda is?
I know, it's ridiculous. There's also the fact that I was under the impression that I think most people are under, that for people who are gay and lesbian, conversion therapy doesn't really work.
Yeah, it's also not really a thing in England.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very American situation.
Like, yeah.
The rates of it in the UK are nothing. Mm-hmm.
I think the only person I know of is Milo Yiannopoulos, but I don't really believe him.
I don't think he went through conversion therapy. I might have that wrong.
He's become straight, though. That's the thing has happened.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think he went to like counselling or something. I think
I don't know.
He just decided.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I just think he's lying. I don't think you can convert except in the trans stuff. I don't know what I can say anymore, so I'm very worried.
I think that's fine.
But yes, moving on to what Pink News had to say about it. Conversion therapy survivors under 25 make up 1 in 4 users of LGBTQ+ charity services. And of course, they're using this as an opportunity to inflate the so-called plight of the LGBTQ+ people by trying to make it out like it's something that you survive. I don't think the conversion therapy intends to kill people. I feel like that's very counterproductive to
people
converting.
Have this meme version that it's Mike Pence and his, you know, like jumper cables or something. And like, I've heard that apparently there are some places in the United States where like electricity has been used, like electric neurons or whatever. It's all pseudoscience. Like, it doesn't seem mm-hmm. to work at all. But in the UK especially, it's literally, do you want to sit and chat about how you're not gay? And then the gay guy's like, no, I'm gay.
So basically talking to a clinician, too dangerous. You're not allowed to do that.
Literal horror show.
What's ever been solved by talking about your problems? I mean, nothing ever, apparently. According to the UK government, not allowed. It's just, as a psychologist, I really weep for this country. It's, goodness me. So, James Eastis pointed out something very good that he says, to those pushing for a ban on conversion therapy, riddle me this. On what basis can a child consent to irreversible experimental puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, but an adult cannot consent to a conversation with a therapist or faith leader? And I think that that is a very good point, that it's pretty much reversed. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous, of course, but why are there stricter laws on consent for adults than there are for children now?
Because it's not about any of that. It's all about ideology.
Of course. Yes.
And
I very much agree. And it's also worth mentioning, I actually interviewed him about his experiences, and he got cancelled for opposing transitioning children. So he is the real deal and has been targeted quite a lot for his principles. So make sure to check that out. I believe he's also got a fundraiser because he's suing the institution that got rid of him because he was training to be a psychological practitioner. But moving on to this article from The Telegraph, titled "Trans Law Could Turn Parents into Criminals." And of course, these are the words of the one sane person. I think there are a couple, just about enough that you could count on one hand, in the Conservative Party. And this is, of course, the Equalities Minister as well, which is amusing that this law is being pushed in opposition to the views of the Equalities Minister. I mean, I don't think the opposition should exist in the first place.
Tells you how the government works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I mean, if they want something pushed, they'll do it regardless. So they must really care about this for some reason. So it reads, the Equalities Minister is to write to all Tory MPs to insist that a ban on trans conversion therapy must not criminalise parents as a backlash against the plans grew. In a highly unusual move, says The Telegraph for some reason, it is understood that Kemi Badenoch intends to set out her concerns over the proposed legislation announced in the Commons on Tuesday. She will warn that legitimate conversations between parents and trans children must not be outlawed and that freedom of religion must be protected. Wow, what an extremist. Yeah, this is just being sensible. The letter reflects concern in Downing Street that Tory MPs will rebel over the introduction of the conversion therapy ban and comes as the government was embroiled in a row over Nicola Sturgeon's plans to make it easier to change gender. Because, of course, I know you covered this briefly in your previous segment that's gone out this weekend, but the SNP wanted to make it as easy as possible to change your gender in Scotland, and the Conservatives are in the process of vetoing that because it's insane. It's not going to help anyone, is it? Getting 16-year-olds to be like, yeah, well, I can change my gender on a whim now.
And also making it so anyone who wants to be a local rapist can also do that and try and get out of it. And it's like, yeah.
I think the SNP have got some sort of weird vested interest in just creating busy work for the bureaucrats that are filing all the paperwork, because day in, day out, they're going to be getting the petitions from the same people, like, oh, I changed my gender again.
That'd be really funny, actually. Now that you say it. Like, if that just become the law, just do it every day. What are you going to do? Say no?
Well, I suppose normal people can just inundate them with applications all the time.
But what's it going to cost? Maybe, like, I don't know, 16 quid. Let's say they put a price of that for the application. Just but being, able just
to, being able to annoy an S&P bureaucrat, £16 is, that's a steal.
Yeah, I know it's going to cost a lot over a month, but, you know, quit smoking and get a new hobby.
Harassing the S&P? The new hobby. So, this is all going on at the same time as this as well. So the government's advice to teachers is conflicting with their own policy. It's almost like the Tories have some sort of weird schizophrenic view where one minute they're, yes, we are more LGBTQIA plus than Labour. I got the full acronym right. Pat myself on the back for that. I don't know why, it's a stupid acronym. But the fact that at one time they're like, yes, this is great, we are the party of progress, and then the next they're like, yes, also we have some sensible views, and here they are in The Telegraph, letting pupils socially transition harms well-being, teachers told. I mean, who'd have thought? And it reads as follows, teachers are being warned against socially transitioning children who question their gender, The Telegraph has learned. Allowing pupils to change their names and pronouns to match their preferred gender could have a major impact on their psychological well-being, schools will be told in new guidance. I mean, a first year psychology student could have told you that, but you know.
I feel like your mum could have told you that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my pet goldfish could have told me that. I don't actually have a pet goldfish, but if I had one, it would be able to tell me. There has been growing concern about teachers allowing children to embrace a new gender identity at school, in some cases without the knowledge of their parents. The official advice due to be published by the Department of Education in the coming months. So there's a clear concern here about safeguarding children, and yet legitimate conversations with health professionals, bad. But teachers, apparently, it's fine for them to push back. It just doesn't make sense.
You're right, though. I mean, this is like the schizoid nature of the Conservative Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me that they're appealing to an imaginary voter base that doesn't exist.
Like the top of the party does that, and the guys who are left alone for 5 minutes, like whoever's running education, is clearly just like, yeah, no, we're not doing mad things.
You reckon it's coming from Rishi Sunak? It's got to be, really, hasn't it?
It's more about the people who run the party.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Not the leader. Don't worry about him.
It's like saying that the mascot for a football team is the one calling the shots, isn't it?
Yeah. You ever seen, I think it's in Yes Minister, when he becomes the Prime Minister, and then there's some problem, and they come to him and say, well, what are you going to do about it? He says, what am I going to do about it? I'm only the Prime Minister. I don't have any power.
That series was, it was satirical, but it basically became reality, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit depressing, to be honest. But one thing that is worth mentioning, if you move on to this next link, John, is the fact that through enabling children to go down this route, you could potentially be leading them to more or less ruin their lives. And that is what Richie Herron said in an interview with Connor, talking about their experience of detransitioning. And this is, of course, something that happens quite a lot, although the media doesn't like talking about it, funnily enough. This interview is well and truly harrowing, and I very much recommend everyone check it out and certainly send it around, because I think it will give people a good idea of the true consequences of these sorts of decisions. It's not just an abstract thing. This has real effects on people's lives. I mean, it could potentially affect whether people have kids. It could affect things like their skeleton, their ability to go to the toilet. There are lots of different things that these sorts of gender-affirming surgeries do to people, whether they want them at the current moment or not. And I very much suggest you check this out.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium articles, this one on the anatomy of the communist, with an audio track for silver and gold tier members, of course. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.